Nehemiah chapter 8. Once again, we're going to read the text that we kind of began this study of God's Word with. And we'll read all 8 verses, bring the message the Lord's laid upon our heart. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. It's Nehemiah 8, verse 1. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the 7th month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and the ears of all the people were attentive, before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. Beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Urijah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah on the right hand, and on his left hand, Pedaiah, Mishael, Malchiah, Hashem, Hashbadanah, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. They bowed their heads, worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And Jeshua and Benai and Sherebiah, Jamin, Achab, Shabbathai, Hadijah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Pelaiah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law. The people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. We've considered in this journey that we've been on for the last few weeks, respecting the Word of God, worshiping the Word of God, reformation by the Word. Last week, joying in the Word. And I'm not going to take the time to connect the dots, but each one of these messages has built towards and connected to the message that followed. And today we're going to preach on the subject, I guess I would title, Preaching the Word. Preaching the Word. We should respect the Word, worship the Word, which is the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. As we worship, we should be reformed. As we're reformed and changed, we should rejoice in the Lord. And today, we want to look at preaching the Word. Preaching the Word. We're going to spend our time looking at the subject of expository preaching. I'm sure you have heard that expression during the course of your life. And I hope you know what expository preaching is. Many don't. But we're going to define what expository preaching is in relationship to our message this morning on preaching the Word. One website called gotquestions.com, which is a religious, spiritual, Christian website that answers questions on the spiritual level as they're posed, and that site gave this definition for expository preaching. Try to absorb this definition, as we'll not revisit it. Expository preaching involves the exposition or comprehensive explanation of the Scripture. That is, expository preaching presents the meaning and intent of a biblical text, providing commentary and examples to make the passage clear and understandable. The word exposition is related to the word expose. The expository preacher's goal is simply to expose the meaning of the Bible verse by verse. That's a pretty thorough definition of what expository preaching is. There are other forms of preaching. Sometimes a topic is picked. Sometimes a subject is picked. Sometimes a character is picked. And then people go to the Bible to find verses and passages of explanation, give understanding on those subjects. In that kind of preaching, no scripture, no single scripture is studied in depth. It's the subject or the topic or the character that is looked at in depth. And expository preaching is the going to the Word of God, going to a passage in God's Word, and going into the very depths of it. In verse number 8 of our text, you find what I would say is a Bible definition for expository preaching. It says in verse number 8, so they read in the book, in the law of God distinctly. They gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. I think that's a good description of what expository preaching is. It's the reading of God's Word. It's a giving of the sense of what God's Word is saying. And it's a causing to understand what it has to say, particularly to us in our modern time. So expository preaching, first of all, begins with the reading of the book. It may be a chapter, it may be a paragraph, it may be a group of verses that form the context that is being looked at. But expository preaching begins with the reading of God's Word. God's Word is read, a portion of God's Word. The portion of God's Word that's going to be looked into, it's going to be delved into, it's going to be dived into, it's going to be dug into, is read. And expository preaching begins there. In verse 2 and 3 of our text, Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday. The book was brought and the book was read. That's where expository preaching begins. And I've said it recently and it bears being said again. Reading God's Word alone, just reading God's Word, always has value. There's always a good outcome when God's Word is read. And in expository preaching, we begin with God's Word being read, a portion of God's Word being read. The portion of God's Word that's going to be looked into is read. The fact of the matter is, as you look at Scripture and you look at the Bible as it's laid out before us, particularly the New Testament, most of the epistles that you find in the New Testament were meant to be first of all read. They were sent as letters. Even the book of Revelation was sent as a letter to the seven churches. And the intent was that they would begin with the reading of the letter, the reading of God's Word. Then I think there would have been a going back then to a study, to a more in-depth look at what the epistle or what the letter actually had to say. I think Paul had this in mind in 1 Timothy chapter 4, if you'll turn there. 1 Timothy chapter 4. In the context of the church where Timothy is pastoring and receiving these words of instructions to carry out, Paul, or the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, says in verse number 13 of chapter 4, 1 Timothy, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." In the church, pay attention to reading God's Word. Give attendance to make sure there is always the reading of God's Word in some form or fashion. God's Word should always be a part, and the public reading of God's Word should always be a part of the services and the worship of the Lord. He says there, read, exhort, give heed to doctrine. He goes on to say in verse number 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Till I come, read the word. Till I come, exhort the word. Till I come, give heed to doctrine, the teaching of the word. And so expository preaching, the preaching we're talking about, that style of preaching, that type of preaching we're talking about, begins with the reading of God's word. Then in that eighth verse of our text, Nehemiah 8, so they read in the book the law of God distinctly. Then the second thing they did was they gave the sense thereof. After the reading of God's word and the reading of the text that was before the people on this great day, it was followed up with an explanation of Scripture to the people, because they had been in captivity. They have been much separated from the regular exposure of God's Word. And so on this great day, the book is brought. The book is read. For hours and hours, the Word of God is read. And after the Word of God is read, there are those that gave an explanation to what they just read. To speak of the text and the Word of God, to explain what is spoken of, to explain of whom he is speaking, to whom he is speaking, with what words. They gave explanation concerning time, place, and circumstance. They read the Word of God, and then they explained what all that meant, how all that was applicable and practical. And they reminded them of what the Scriptures had to say. I came across a quote this week on this subject that I found very profound and very deep, if you'll get a piece of what he said. This man said this in regards to the subject. We can't understand what God is saying in the letter of 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians. We can't understand what God is saying in the Corinthian letters to us until we first understand what he was saying to the Corinthians. That's what is accomplished in this second part of expository preaching. The Word of God is read, then it is explained. This has to do with the people of Israel, and this has to do with the law, and this has to do with what God expected of them. This had to do with their being made a great nation, being delivered from Egyptian bondage. This had to do with their getting away from the Word. This had to do with practically everything about Israel's history up to this time. And they weren't going to understand how it was applicable to them in their day if they didn't understand how it applied in the history of Israel. And the same is true in that example I just gave you. If you want to understand what God says to us today, well, we'll just take 1 Corinthians as the example. You got to understand what he was saying to the Corinthian church. You're not going to understand anything about your situation, what God wants you to get, if you bypass the church, the situation, the circumstances that he gave the letter. Then in that eighth verse of Nehemiah chapter 8, they read in the book, in the law of God distinctly. After reading in the book of the law distinctly, they gave the sense, they gave an understanding, they gave an explanation. They spoke of the time, the place, and the circumstances, and how it applied to Israel and their history. Then third of all, in verse number 8, they caused them to understand the reading. That's what expository preaching is all about. The Word of God is read. It is looked into. It is explained. It is sought to understand what God is saying and to who he was addressing all of those things we refer to. Then after understanding the text and its application to those that were written to, then we move to causing God's people, seeking to help God's people to understand the reading. What was God saying and why was he saying it? What is he saying to us today? See, the book was brought, the book was opened, the book was read. But they needed it explained to them in regards to their own history. And after it was explained to them regarding their own history, then it was explained how it was applicable to them, to their day and time. Verse number 9, and Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day, see, they come to that place where they've read the Word of God, they've had an understanding of what the Word of God had to say regarding history and regarding Israel's past day. Then they go and they say, for in verse number 9, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy. This day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the Word of God was read. The Word of God was explained. The Word of God was applied to the current time, the current day. And that's what expository preaching is all about. The older I get, the more I preach along the lines of an expository message, the fewer 3 points in a poem come my way. Not that there's no place for those things, not that there's no place for topical or subject messages or character messages. But as I've grown old physically and grown old in the ministry, I believe the best preaching is expository preaching. We boast of the sufficiency of Scripture. So instead of just boasting on the sufficiency of Scripture, we ought to rely upon the sufficiency of Scripture and go to the Scripture and read the Scripture and explain thoroughly what the Scripture is saying and then apply it thoroughly to the day and time in which we're living. Expository preaching is pretty much what we have in Sunday school. I don't know about Brother Andy's class. I know the adult class. Brother Luke is really teaching and preaching expository sermons. He's taking the Word of God, taking it portion by portion. He's reading the Word of God. He's expounding upon its application as far as the history of Israel was concerned and the lessons that can be learned from that. And then he's making application to us in the day and time in which we live. That's expository preaching. You can't go wrong with expository preaching. There are those who are in the world who have great ministries who I have to acknowledge are great expositors of Scripture. On the radio, on the television, on the internet. And I've come to this conclusion, the reason they're great expositors of Scripture is because you can't go wrong when you restrict yourself to the exposition of Scripture. When you're taking the Word of God verse by verse, you're not grinding the axe, you're not making a point, you're not trying to justify an opinion. When you take the Word of God and you read it, and you seek to understand its history and its fulfillment, and then you go to seeking to find how does it apply in our day and time, it's hard to go wrong. Because the Scripture is going to guide you in your course. It's not that way when you pick a subject or a pet peeve or grind an axe or do whatever else you want to do. You just can't, well, I won't say totally can't, but it's hard to go wrong when the Word of God is that which is expounded. So they read in the book. They gave a sense of what the reading had to do with. Then they caused the people to understand the application in their current time. And not only is expository preaching one of the best ways a preacher can go or a teacher can go, let me just say this. In your personal Bible study, in your personal devotional time, don't go to the Scriptures with an axe to grind. Don't go to the Scriptures trying to prove a preconceived idea. Go to the Bible, go to the Word of God, and first of all, read the Word of God. Whatever you're going to be studying, first of all, read it. Don't just jump into it midstream. But read what portion of the Word of God is you're going to be studying. Then spend some time looking at the setting, the context, the story, the records that are being told there. Then after you've read it, and after you have fully come to an understanding of the sense of God's Word, then go to seeing and seeking, what does that teach us? What application does that have today? You got to follow that step-by-step program to best be benefited by Bible study. First of all, read it. Second of all, get a sense of the context and what the Scripture is saying. Then go to the passage of Scripture you're studying and see what God says to you. See what God has for a modern day application. The Bible, this is another quote that I came across this week. The Bible is not God's attempt to hide anything, but to reveal. God didn't give us His Word to hide or conceal anything. He gave us His Word to reveal Himself to us. As we began this series of messages, He gave us His Word. And if we'll respect His Word, we'll have a better revelation of Him. We'll have a better relationship with Him. And as we have a better relationship with Him and a better revelation of Him, we'll worship Him. By worshiping Him and seeing Him, we'll be reformed and we're going to be changed by the Word of God. The Word of God is profitable. It's given by inspiration and it's profitable. Man of God will be perfectly thoroughly and thoroughly furnished if he'll look to the Word of God. God did not give us His Word to conceal. We have His blessed book because He wants to reveal Himself to us, reveal truth to us. I kind of see expository preaching the way you come to the subject of the parables of the Bible. Come to the parables of the Bible. The pattern that God has given us, the pattern that Jesus Christ Himself gave us during His personal ministry, is you first of all have to read the parable. Read the parable. Then study it to get an understanding of what the parable means. And then third of all, you go to the parable with trying to figure out what it means to you, what it means to me, what the application is of the parable. You read it. Jesus Himself even gave explanations of parables. And then the disciples were to take and understand from that how it applied to them. The Word of God is the Word of God. We can understand what it's telling us, what it's saying to us. And it's the history of Israel in the Old Testament. It's the history of the disciples and the history of the Lord's true New Testament churches in the New Testament. And we can read it, we can understand the sense of it, and then we can find those things he wants us to learn. And do the same with your individual Bible study. Passage of Scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 9 and 10. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? And them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That's where understanding comes from. That's where knowledge comes from. By going to the Word of God and looking at it precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. By the faithful exposition of Scripture, God's people are fed, God's people are benefited, God's people grow. By the faithful studying of God's Word and following these guidelines, you will be blessed in your personal life, your life as a Christian. Read the book. Take a specific, particular passage of Scripture, whether it's a chapter or a paragraph or the verses that make up a particular context. Read it before you do anything. Maybe you need to read it more than once. After you've read it a time or two, then try to get a sense of what is recorded in that passage you're reading. Then when you have a full understanding of the sense of what is recorded in that passage of Scripture, then go to step three and see what God has to say to you. What the current application would be to the day and time in which we live. Preaching is not about self. Preaching is not about using fancy terminology. Preaching is not about some great new concept or some theory. Preaching is always about the Word of God. Reading the Word of God, getting a sense of what the Word of God says to us, and finding application from the Word of God for us and how the Lord would have us to live today. I'll not say I'll never preach another kind of message. But the course of my life and the direction of my life and my ministry in these recent days has increasingly brought me to looking at a passage of Scripture and getting everything you can get mined out of that passage of Scripture and speaking and preaching expository type messages. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly. They gave the sense, caused them to understand the reading. Let's stand together.